It is time for session number one of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m. and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this school. Your teacher today is Edwin Alexander Elam, better known as E.A. Elam. Now, he was born in 1855 in Fosterville, Tennessee, and he graduated from Barrett College in Spencer, Tennessee in 1879. He became well known as a gospel preacher and even better known as a Bible teacher. He used to write for publication Sunday school lessons, and I have here in my hand a copy of those lessons called Elam Notes on Bible School Lessons, 1922, Improved Uniform International Series. This was printed by the Williams Printing Company in 1921 to be used every Sunday morning for Sunday school classes in churches during the year of 1922. As I open the page, I see it has a copyright of 1921 by E.A. Elam. And then it says this: the Bible text and quotations used in this volume are taken from the American Standard Edition of the Revised Bible, copyright 1901, by Thomas Nelson and Sons, and used by permission. This is better known as the American Standard Version. And those copies of the Bible, that translation is somewhat hard to come by these days. It's been displaced by the many modern versions that are out. But in its day, it had a nickname called the Rock of Biblical Honesty. Now, as I read from the American Standard Version, I see that it did not come up to the grace and beauty of the old King James Version. But let me tell you, it sure does beat a lot of these modern translations. And if you have a copy, then you have a treasure indeed. As I turn to page 7, I see an introduction to this Bible study. It starts, Elam's Notes on International Sunday School Lessons, Improved Uniform Course for 1922, Introduction. I want to read this introduction before we get into these studies themselves. So it says, Introduction. The duty of all to study the Bible as a whole. With these lessons, we begin a 9-month study in the Old Testament, extending from the division of the kingdom to the close of the Old Testament, and including the prophets and kings of both kingdoms. One great advantage of the international system of lessons is it includes the study of the whole Bible, provided one will study the chapters intervening between lessons. Good men provide good and true lessons from certain books and parts of the Bible, but it is best to study the whole Bible in its proper connection and proper divisions and applications. This system, for the 9 months mentioned, include lessons in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and the minor prophets, closing with Malachi. In this way, all the prophets are studied. Also in these lessons, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, with other historical books, are studied. Since Jesus is the fulfillment of both the law and the prophets, Matthew 5:17-18, and since the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, Revelation 19:10, all things which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning him must be studied. Luke 24, beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, all things concerning him must be learned. Luke 24:27, and the law and in the prophets and in the Psalms it is written that Christ should suffer and rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name unto all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Luke 24:46-47. All these testify of Christ. John 5:39-40. God commands all, therefore, to remember the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through the apostles, 2 Peter 3:2. All the calamities, famines, pestilence, and wars, and final destruction which came upon the Jews on account of sin and rebellion happened unto them by way of example, and have been written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the ages are come, that he who thinks he stands should take heed lest he fall. 1 Corinthians 10:11-12. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience, that is, steadfastness, and through comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15:4. With all these and many more such scriptures before us, we are forced to the conclusion that any system of Bible study which does not embrace the whole Bible is incomplete. Section 2, the duty of sinners to study the Bible. It is the privilege and the duty of all to study the Bible for themselves. The Bible is the revelation of God's will to man, and it is passing strange that people have to be urged to study it. It is also strange and a wonderful deception of Satan that people should have ever thought the unconverted or sinners could not understand it should they desire to study it. God demands that they hear and obey it. If one is not sufficiently interested in the salvation of one's own soul to study the Bible for oneself, that one may learn and do God's will, one is not sufficiently interested to be saved. The parable of the sower, Matthew 13:18-23, and Mark 4:10-20, and Luke 8:9-15, shows that the word of God is addressed to the unconverted, and that all sinners can hear and understand it if they will. In Matthew 13:14-16, it is stated why many did not then and do not now receive the truth. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest haply they should perceive with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should turn again, and I should heal them. They did not see that the many miracles and wonderful things which Jesus did proved that he was the Messiah and the Son of God, that he was the fulfillment of the law and the prophets as Christ. They did not hear the truth from him, hence they did not turn to God and were not saved. The order of conversion is this: seeing, hearing, understanding, turning to God, and being healed or pardoned. It is not first being converted and then being enabled to hear and understand the truth. Turn again is active, not passive. It is something sinners must do, not something they must wait for God to do to them. No one understood the parable of the sower, not even his apostles and other disciples, when Jesus spoke it. But his disciples asked for an explanation and application, and Jesus gave both. The difference, he says, was between the eyes and ears of his disciples, and all not his disciples, and not between their ability and inability to hear and understand the word of God. He put it thus: but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. The four classes of hearers given in the explanation of the parable embrace all the people in the world, so every class can hear the word of God. Jesus says, "The sower soweth the word," Mark 4:13. "The word of the kingdom," Matthew 13:19. "The seed is the word of God," Luke 8:12. Those by the wayside heard the word of the kingdom, But before they considered and understood its teachings, and before it produced faith, Satan snatched it from their hearts, lest they might believe and be saved. Satan knows the Word of God produces faith. Those upon the rocky places received the Word with joy, and among the thorns heard it and received it, and those upon good ground heard it and understood it. The difference in these was not that some could hear and receive the Word of God and some could not, but that some held it fast and steadfastly obeyed it, and others would not. Jesus sent the gospel to all men and commanded his apostles to teach all nations. He says, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught of God." This is the way God draws men to Christ. No man can come to Christ except God, who sent Christ, draw him. But God draws men by teaching them the gospel. John 6:44-45. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and spoke to the great multitude present, he first exhorted all to hear what he had to say, to hear these words, to know them, and to obey them. He continually called upon them to give ear to his teaching. When thousands of sinners heard what the Holy Spirit said and believed it, they knew assuredly that God had made Jesus of Nazareth, whom they had crucified, both Lord and Christ. They were pricked in their heart and asked what to do to be saved. Already believing this, the answer was, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ," that is, trusting in Christ, and relying upon him for the forgiveness and salvation, "unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For to you is the promise, and to your children," that's to the Jews and to their descendants forever, "and to all that are afar off," that's all the Gentile world, "even as many as the Lord your God shall call unto him." That means Jews and Gentiles. All who received this word, that is the teaching of the Holy Spirit, were baptized. And there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls. These held fast the word of God and brought forth fruit with patience, for they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching. The Holy Spirit spoke and taught through the apostles, and fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Let's read Acts 2:1-42. The whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, shows that sinners can hear, understand, and obey the Word of God, if they will. Following is another example of those who did. Now, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, examining the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Many of them therefore believed. Acts 17:11-12. They were not converted or Christians before they believed, and they did not believe before they examined the scriptures to ascertain whether these things were so. Studying the Word of God daily led them to believe in Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ, the Son of God. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. There can be no faith in any heart before the Word of God has been heard and received. Now, there's more to this introduction that we'll get into on the next session of this school, and we hope you'll enjoy this. I hope you'll get your Bibles when it's time to go to school and study along with us. I am Bill Boyd, and if you have a Bible question, I urge you to text me at this email address, wmhboyd@aol.com. You can text that or email me at that address. And so, we conclude this first session of this Bible school, and you may now be dismissed.